our friend Mike Lowe of the Portland Press Herald. Hello there, Mike.
Hey, Rich. It's been a while. How you doing?
It has indeed. I've been doing well. How about you?
Getting through every day. Looking forward to nice, cool fall nights with no football to cover, I guess.
There you go. Well, wait, listen, first of all, before we talk sports and all that, a very happy anniversary to you. Belated, but still.
Well, thank you very much.
42 years?
42 years.
Holy cow. Someone gets a medal.
We were just puppies.
Speaking of puppies, how's our friend Mookie doing?
Mookie's doing well. We took him up to Rangeley Lake State Park for a couple of days. He just could not stay out of the water. I'll tell you what, man. He just loved going out there and swimming around.
Good for him. Well, that's awesome. Well, I'll ask a question.
Made for a stinky dog fur after.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I know what that's like. I'll ask a question knowing that you don't really have the answer, but you know, that's why you're here. Where are we now with high school sports?
We're closer to having them than we were a month ago, but we're still not there yet. The Maine Principals Association has recommended that all sports can be played this fall, including football and soccer. I guess the two sports that are considered the highest contact sports out there for high school kids. Right now, the state is reviewing the MPA guidelines, and I would expect they're going to insist on some changes. Possibly they're going to say, no, you can't play football. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's where we are. The state is reviewing. They will send their recommendations back to the NBA. The NBA will receive them, accept them, and then it becomes a local decision. Each school district will then have to determine whether or not they want to have fall sports. I guess Orono last night voted to have all fall sports if they have sports, as did Gardner. Currently, Camden Hills and Deer Isle Stonington have voted not to participate. In fall sports. So it's really going to, we are still a couple of steps away from saying, okay, we're playing or we're not playing, but we're a lot closer than we were a month ago.
Now, when you say the state, that includes a lot of stakeholders, obviously the governor, Department of Education, but superintendents, who else?
The Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Economic and Community Development, the CDC, the DHSS, and the Department of Economic and Community Development, they put together the community sports guidelines, which the MPA is kind of referring to when they're putting together their own guidelines. So it's important that they review these as well. The DOE, here's the interesting thing about the Department of Education, is that they made it clear a week ago that their guidelines for the return of school and for physical education classes do not apply to high school sports. They made that very clear because the MPA was, I'll tell you what, 10 days ago, the MPA was one phone call away from canceling the entire season. They felt that they had to apply their guidelines to the Department of Education guidelines, which really would prohibit any sports being played. As part of the guidelines, the physical education guidelines, they require 14 feet of distance between individuals if you are not wearing a mask outside. And of course, maybe golf would be the only sport that the MPA office in the fall that you could do that. So they were that close. Seriously, they were that close to canceling the fall season when they said, okay, well, let's look at the community sports guidelines that they have there and see if those apply to us. And they were told by the state that those are not for high school sports, but they really apply more to high school sports than anything else we have. So you should take them as guidelines to what you want to do. So they took those guidelines and they took the National Federation guidelines, which came out back in May, and they kind of used them to come up with their own. they combined the two of them, kind of a hybrid, which I thought was a good step for them to take. And that's where they came up with all the guidelines that they have presented to the state. And that's where we are. Now, there are some people who are upset. The superintendents in particular are upset for a couple of reasons. One, they say that you're making guidelines, separate guidelines for athletes than you are from students. The students have to work on, and you know this, you're a teacher, you have to work on a certain guidelines until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And right.
You know, you have to wear a mask at all times. You have to do this. You have to socially distance. And yet you're saying at 3 o'clock, you go out in the field. If you're competing, you don't have to wear a mask. You're not necessarily socially distancing. At some point in all these sports, you're not socially distancing. So,
right. Well, there's also the idea, too, that most schools in Maine, I believe, are in some kind of hybrid model where students only go a couple of days a week, but then they would go to practices every day?
Every day they would go to practices. And then there are also those who are upset that they combined these two sets of guidelines and came up with a third set. They feel like, okay, we have these DOE guidelines, which you should apply, to which I say, well, the DOE has said these don't apply to high school sports. Come up with something else, which is what the MPA did. So it's really I don't know what's the final decision is going to be on as far as all the sports. I think football is still up in the air. I do think that some fall sports will get the go ahead to play. I'm not sure about football. I've said all along, I don't know how they can play football, but they are. And as Bill Hines, the doctor, retired orthopedic surgeon here in the Portland area, he's the head of the MPA Sports Medicine Committee. He was once the head of the National Federation Sports Medicine Committee.
Right.
Well-known in the state. He's one of the top, I would say he is one of the top youth sports doctors in the state, period. He's been in the concussion management initiative up at Colby. He said that, and all along he had been telling me all summer that he didn't think we could play football. But last week he made a phone call, and they looked at statistics from across the country. There are seven states that have already begun playing high school football. And at the time that they spoke, there were no instances of a team having any positive cases. Well, since then, there have been several. But he felt comfortable going forward saying football can be played in the right conditions. And as he reiterated to me today, this afternoon, football has a blinking yellow light right now. If more cases pop up across the country, we're shutting it down. Mm. So even if the state says you can play football, there's a good chance that football will be shut down at some point here in Maine. A lot depends on what's going on across the country. They're paying very close attention to everything.
So, Mike, whatever decision comes from the state, is that an advisory or is it a binding decision for schools?
It's not a binding decision for schools. Each school will then have a chance to decide whether they want to participate. It's going to come down to superintendents and school boards, which is another thing that they're upset about, because now it's putting the pressure on them. They would rather somebody say no sports or all sports or these sports you can play. I personally have reached out to the governor's office three times, and I have yet to receive a response, trying to get a comment from her on high school sports. Governors in other states have stepped forward and said we're either playing or we're not. The governor in New Mexico said no football and soccer. The governor in Ohio said, yes, we're playing football and we're playing soccer. And then they went forward with that. And in New Hampshire, he said, we're playing all sports. But Governor Mills is letting the agencies that oversee all these things, take the lead in this. I would assume at some point she will say something. But right now, she has not said anything.
Now, I know a lot of people were angry at the Maine Principals Association for not making a decision, but the people I've talked to, athletic directors and those with some more inside knowledge, say, the MPA has been the good guy in all of this, that Mike Burnham and the people there have been doing everything they can to try and take care of students and athletes around the state.
They have. They have been meeting daily, trying to come up with a plan to provide a safe return to sports for these kids. The bottom line is they feel, we've always talked about, you know, sports being an extension of the classroom. You know that. You've heard that, Rich. It's also something that keeps some kids in school. It's for their social and emotional well-being that they play sports to feel good about themselves, to be with their friends, to have something to look forward to every day. And, you know, and Bill Hines told me today, he goes, I didn't want to take that away from kids if there was a chance they could play. And so that's why they're moving forward, recommending that all sports be played. And again, it comes down to if things change in the state or across the country, and there is an uptick in incidences in the infection rate, they will shut high school sports down immediately. That's the one thing they are stressing.
Has there been any talk, Mike, and maybe we're not at this point yet, of schools requiring parents to sign a waiver form holding schools harmless in the event of illness or death?
There has not been anything that I'm aware of. I know all these AAU programs that played throughout the summer, they required the children and their families to sign such a paper. I have not heard of anything from any high schools regarding that.
Well, it's interesting times indeed. And in the midst of all this, Austin Peay and Central Arkansas are going to try and play some college football tomorrow, which is just, on the one hand, I can't believe it. On the other hand, the South.
It is. Well, here's the thing. You know, one of the things people say, well, so many colleges have canceled football. Every college in Maine is canceled football, right? Why are they trying to play at the high school level? It's a little different because with a college team, you've got kids coming from all over the country,
right,
back to your camp. And you don't know where they've been, or you know where they've been, but you don't know what they've done. And then you're traveling to another part of the country to play someone who has kids from all over the country. In high school football, you're playing you're with your friends, the people in your town, and you're going to play a team similar to yours. Now they are making it a very regional schedule. Like Hamden Academy, for example, they're a Class C school. They're playing Bangor this year, which is a Class A school. They're going to play Brewer, which is a Class B school. You're going to have those. They want to limit the travel, the amount of time kids might be on buses and stuff like that. And this is the best way they think they can do it. So I applaud the MPA for their efforts.
And I also caught earlier this week, and I think it came out of the MPA, maybe the Sports Medicine Committee, the idea that officials will not be responsible for monitoring adherence to COVID-19 right. protocols. That's going to be up to, I guess, coaches and players themselves?
Right. It's going to be up to the school to do that. The school is going to have to designate someone to do it. Now, the state of Ohio is sending three people to every, you know, it's a little different, Ohio and Maine high school football.
Right.
It's a little more serious here. But the state of Ohio is sending three people to every high school game to enforce COVID-19 protocols in the stands and on the field. I'm sure you saw the video of the Utah athletic director last week stopping the game.
Right.
So the people put masks on and got in. They're selling all their tickets are online sales, and so that way they can sell the tickets to the sections of the stands that they want people to be in, so they can be properly socially distanced. And they told the people, you have to be in those sections or we're not playing the game anymore, and you have to put a mask on. And he said the people did. So, there's a lot of work to be done. There really is, and they're really running out of time. Well, they got 11 right. days before the season is supposed to be, begin our practices. I've heard from several athletic directors down here, at least, that, you know, they're not going to stop practices on September 8th.
And if there are games of any kind, Mike, it doesn't seem there's much chance there will be fans.
It does not. If they have to use the state guidelines that say outdoor activities have a limit of 100 people and indoor activities have 50, then especially high school football games are not going to have fans.
And I was told that it looks like if there is football, they would cap rosters, active rosters, at 35.
Well, they're going to have to do something like that. They are going to have to minimize their rosters, which is going to be tough for, like, a school at Thornton Academy. I live here in Saco. They have 50 to 60 kids on their roster. You know, what do you do? Is it a, you know, do you say, all right, this week you're not dressing, but you're going to dress next week, or, you know, and it's also going to be a point where if you're in a blowout now, you're not going to have many kids to put into the game. So your status might have to stay in the game longer. So there's a lot of work to do, not a whole lot of time to do it. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping that something is played. I think some of these sports can be played safely, and we'll see if football is one of them. But there, you know, I know that there are people who are adamant that there's no way they should be playing, and you certainly can see their point of view. And then there are people who are passionate about how they should be playing, and you see their point of view. I wouldn't want to be the one making the decision, and maybe that's why nobody's made the decision yet, Rich.
Well, I think that's a part of it, and I, you know, part of me thinks, man, this is a bad idea, but then I also look at the fact that a lot of these kids played sports all summer long, and there wasn't any kind of a problem.
But they didn't play football
all
summer long.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a sport that needs the extra consideration, and that's a sport that's going to be under scrutiny if they get to go ahead to play.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, we appreciate it as always. Good talking with you again. We'll catch up with you before too long when we perhaps know more about this, and maybe there'll come a time when you can be writing about games this fall. Imagine that.
I am tired about writing about how they got to play. I will tell you that.
I bet you are. Well, Mike, have a great weekend nonetheless, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Rich. Take care.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Lowe, the Press Herald, with us on Downtown.